will come read scripture for us.
All right, turn your Bibles to John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Man, there is no service to me like Easter service. And man, just such a wonderful time. I was telling my Sunday school class, and Brother John Mark would probably say the same, and others, but with Dad up in heaven, Easter becomes that much more real, and it becomes that much more special to me, and others I'm sure have experienced the same thing. I came out of my room last night, and I was getting my stuff, and sometimes I will, and John Mark's probably, Brother John Mark's done this, and I'm sure Mom has too. I've got a picture of Dad. And so I was going to study, I was finishing up my Easter lesson for Sunday school, so I grabbed my Easter stuff. I said, Dad, we got Easter service tomorrow. I said, but you got the real deal. And I'm walking out, as I'm saying that, Jessica's like, who are you talking to? And I said, I'm talking to Dad. I said, but don't worry, his dad would always say he didn't talk back. But I was thinking about that, and I was talking to Dad. I talk to him often, but I was riding out this morning, and I told Jessica he doesn't talk back. And I was riding out, and man, this morning on the way in, the sun was breaking through the clouds, and it looked just like one of those pictures from Easter morning and resurrection. Man, I tell you, I got excited about Easter, and I was listening to a song on the way out here. You know, I was thinking about, you know, the way I'm going to heaven is that I'm a sinner saved by grace. I am a sinner saved by grace. Man, there's no other way, and I'm so thankful for what Christ has done for me. And to think about resurrection morning and to think about Christ and what he's done, man, it's exciting. Exciting time. John chapter 20, read verse 31. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Let's pray. God, we thank you, Lord, so much for Easter Sunday, Lord God. And Lord, as Brother John was saying this morning in prayer meeting, and Paul said, if there wasn't a resurrection, there's no Christianity. And if there's no resurrection, there's nothing to live for. But Lord God, there was, and there was a resurrection, and Lord, there'll be a coming again. And Lord God, we so thank you for Easter. And Lord, I pray if there's anybody here, Lord God, could understand, Lord, this simple thing, Lord God, that we're just sinners saved by grace. That's all we are. And Lord, I'm not better than anybody to get up here in a suit. Lord, I fight the same struggles that the young people in this building would fight. Lord God, I fight all the same struggles. We're all flesh and bone. We all are human. And Lord God, we struggle, but Lord God, we are sinners if we've accepted Christ, saved by grace. And God, I so thank you for that promise. I thank you for your resurrection. And Lord God, even more so, Lord, we can't think of resurrection without thinking about your coming again. Lord God, you will reign. You will reign. One day you will reign. It doesn't matter what anybody in here believes. Lord God, you're going to reign. Lord God, whether we believe it or not, whether you accept Christ or not, Jesus Christ will come back. He can't do anything else. He can. In 1 Corinthians, it talks about he must reign. There's nothing else he can do. And so, Lord God, it's imperative, Lord, if people are here not saved, Lord God, to accept Christ as their Savior today, nothing changes. Christ will reign. He will reign here on this earth, and he will reign because he has conquered death. He has conquered death. He conquered the grave, and we celebrate on Easter his conquering of the death and grave. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? As we just sang, it's not there because Christ is risen. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you be with the sermon hour. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Good. Thank you, Brother Jason. I appreciate all the music this morning. As usual, thank you for that. And man, great job. Man, just man, choir, great job on that song. And man, did a wonderful job of choir. And then the quartet, as always, and then Mrs. Hayes and Amber with the offertory. Man, so good to, you know, I was thinking about this, and I don't want to get off on a tangent before I get into the message here this morning, but, you know, what's happened in our society and all that's going on in the last really over a year now, and it reminds me a little bit, you know, in the Old Testament, remember when Moses went to Pharaoh, and he said, we want to let my people go, and remember what Pharaoh did, and he said, well, look, we'll let him go, but, you know, only for, what, 3 days or something like that, you know, only for a short time. Or we'll let them go, but you can't take the children with you. And I thought, you know, sort of how we've had with church here and the government trying to tell the church what to do. You know, first of all, you can't have it inside. And then And I thought, you can have it inside, but you can't sing. That's how we sing praise to God, right? And we sing praise to God, and we got to do that this morning. We got to lift our voices in praise and worship to Him. And the world wants to take that away. Satan wants to take that away. And that God has given us that opportunity. I'm so thankful that we can sing this morning, and did a great job on that with all the special music and then with the congregational. That's not the message, right? That was extra. I will not charge you for that at all, but that's a little extra to throw in there. But it's a wonderful thing to be able to lift our voices to the Lord. We read John chapter 20 and verse number 31. The last part of the verse says this, "And the believing ye might have life through His name." That ye might have life through His name. You know, resurrection, that's all about life, right? That's the resurrection means really what? Life, somebody that was dead becoming alive and resurrected. And so we celebrate on Easter Sunday. We really were celebrating life. And life is such a great thing. We've seen in our world today how much people want to hold on to life here on earth. And God's given us the time here to be on earth. He's told us this. It's appointed a man wants to die. All right? So God has an appointment for us when we're going to die. I don't know when that's going to be. Everybody's time is different. But we know this, that the life God has given us, He gave it to us. And that resurrection is what God did for us through Jesus Christ. And so we're not dead. You know, and we come into the house of God. It shouldn't be dead in the house of God. It should be alive, right? I mean, there should be life in the house of God, and that doesn't mean something manufactured by the world. It means we're excited about what God has done for us. And this morning, I want to talk about life, about what the life that God has given us, and we'll go to a couple different passages. We'll stay for the most part in the book of John, so turn back to John chapter 11. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. We read the verse in John chapter 20, and that as we believe we might have life through the name of Jesus Christ. John chapter 11. And we know this story here in the book of John. And this is when Lazarus is, as we get to the verses we're going to, Lazarus is in the grave. And go to verse number 23, John chapter 11 and verse number 23. Jesus saith unto her, unto Martha, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? You know, this is talking here in John chapter 11. Jesus says, I am the resurrection life. He's talking about resurrection life. Say, what do you mean by that? That means this. There's life beyond the grave this morning. Beyond death, there is life. And we're all going to spend, by the way, eternity somewhere. What happened in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned, the Bible says that their spiritual death came. And so physical death would eventually come and they begin to die physically. But also they were dead spiritually. Once they sinned, they were dead spiritually. The same thing is true for us this morning. If we've ever sinned against the Lord, against God, we're dead spiritually this morning. And so they were dead spiritually. Adam and Eve were. They needed redemption. They needed resurrection, spiritually speaking, and God. So there's resurrection life. That's life beyond the grave. Jesus says, it's great here in verse 24, because Martha is like we are. And be honest with you, she was a little more knowledgeable than even the disciples were. She said, I know in verse 24, he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And so Martha says, I know this, that there's going to come a day when Lazarus can come out of the grave. She believed that. And by the way, that's the same thing is true. Those who were saved this morning, we got those over in the graveyard over here that have gone to heaven and they're saved. Man, there's going to be a day those bodies come up. All right, there's going to be a day when those are resurrected. And so, and Martha, and we look in the future and say, there's going to be time. If we're saved this morning, then we believe what? There's going to be a day when we're resurrected for eternity with Christ. But we're a lot like Martha in this. We're like, you know, that's in the future, right? It's not something we really think a lot about today. Now, Easter Sunday more than other Sundays. But it's just wonderful what Jesus says to her. As Martha's thinking about way down the road, Jesus looks at her and says, hey, God's right here. I'm God. I'm the resurrection. I'm the life. So he looks at Martha and says, he is the resurrection. She doesn't have to wait until later. He says, no, the resurrection's here.
Jesus Christ when he came, he was the resurrection and the life. And he's it. And so as he was there with her,
standing there, then she didn't have to wait till the future. No, God is here in the flesh. That was Jesus. The resurrection is here. Life is here. In verse 23, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Hey, Lazarus, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And just as real as it was for Lazarus to come up out of that grave, just as real as that is, and that happened on that day, the same for us. If we're saved, we know we're on our way to heaven, there'll be a day when we're resurrected, we're with Jesus Christ. And we go from being dead to being alive as he was physically. We do the same thing.
It says, though he were dead, yet shall live. So what was the catch here, right? What's the caveat in verse number 25?
He that believeth in me. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. That resurrected life that comes through the resurrection. The resurrection is Jesus Christ. And that resurrection life that we have through him.
And then go back a chapter to John chapter 10. John chapter 10. So because of Jesus Christ, there's a resurrected life. There's a life beyond the grave this morning. That resurrection life, and that means there'll be a day if we're saved, if we believe, though we were dead, yet shall he live. There'll be a resurrection day for each of us. And then in John chapter 10, and Jesus again goes through another dissertation here, and it starts in verse 7, I am the door of the sheep. But I want you to go down to verse number 10 of John 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. There's a resurrection life. There's also, as we're here on earth, there's a spiritual life.
We have a spiritual life. If you're saved this morning, you're living a spiritual life. Now, if you're not saved, this verse is not going to apply to you because you don't know what it is to have Jesus Christ in your heart and in your life. But it says here in John chapter 10, verse 10, I am come, they might have life. Jesus Christ came to earth for life. That's for our life, to give us life. And that's what, again, we were dead spiritually. Jesus came, died on the cross for us so we could be alive spiritually. We were already alive physically when Jesus came, those that were here on earth.
But Jesus came to give them a spiritual life. He came to give us life. Hold your place there. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. This morning, if you trusted Christ as your Savior, the Bible gives us a truth here in Ephesians chapter 2. Verse number 5, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 5. Says, even when we were dead in sins. You know, we were dead in our sins. All of us at some point. Some of you, if you're not saved this morning, you never trusted Christ as your Savior, you're still dead in your sins. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together. That quickened is made alive with Christ, for by grace you are saved. You know, we were quickened,
we were made alive by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, when he saved us, he made us alive, spiritually speaking. And so he came to give us life. He hath quickened us.
Go back to John chapter 10, verse number 10. And we see this in our world today.
You know what the thief comes for? You know what Satan comes for? You know what those that are against God come for? They come for one thing, to steal and to kill and to destroy. What do we see throughout our world, throughout our country today? To steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what Satan wants to do to each of us. He wants to do it to our families. He wants to do it to our community. He wants to do it to our state. He wants to do it to our country, to our world, to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's not why Jesus came. No, Jesus came that they might have life, to give life.
And not just life, but the end of verse 10, that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus gives abundant life. You know why? Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
Jesus Christ gave his life for us so we could have an abundant life through him. You know, the problem with a lot of people in our world today, they have no purpose in life. We have a purpose. We're saved. We have a purpose through Jesus Christ. And you can have a fulfilled, abundant life. We can produce something worthwhile. Hey, if you live your whole life and you do nothing for Christ, it doesn't matter what else you accomplish. And you look around at the things that are accomplished in our world today, so many things out there. I think just in my lifetime, and just the technological advancements that have happened in our lifetime because of people that have put down and medical advances, all those things, and that could be a help to mankind. But I tell you, it doesn't mean anything if it's not done in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gives us abundant life, a fruit-producing life, something we can do something with in our lifetime, a spiritual life. This morning you have life through Jesus Christ, but not just life, you have abundant life. You have opportunity for abundant life through Jesus Christ. We have a resurrected life, resurrection life. We have spiritual life. And then stay in the book of John and go to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Resurrection life. In John chapter 11, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And the spiritual life we have, we're saved. We're excited about what God can do through us. In John chapter 10, he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly, an abundant spiritual life. And then John 14 and verse number 6, as Thomas asked this question in verse 5. In verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That resurrection life, there's life beyond the grave. That spiritual life we have here on earth. And then, you know what Jesus Christ gives? He gives eternal life. We can have eternal life through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way. You know, we went, if you've ever done this before, but we went a long time ago now, years and years and years. I don't think we had any children yet. But we went up to Luray Caverns. I think we took the young people up there. And we went to Luray Caverns, and they have a garden maze, all right, with the high hedges, and you get in that maze, and you can get easily lost in there. And I won't go through the whole story of how I made my wife mad and all that. You can talk to her about that later. But anyway, you can get easily lost in there. And you know, as men, we don't really want to ask directions. And so it gets to a point, the only way you're going to get out of there is if somebody that knows how to get out of there comes and shows you the way. You know what? There's only one way to heaven. And that's through Jesus Christ. And if we'll get to the point, like maybe we get to in one of those mazes where we say, we have to just sort of give up and say, you know, the way I'm trying is not working. I don't know where I'm going. I'm lost. I need help. We get to that point spiritually. I'm lost. I need help. I don't know where I'm going. Jesus says, hey, I'm the way. Hey, the way is Jesus Christ. That we can go through Jesus Christ. Says, I'm the way. He says, I am the truth. Boy, don't we need truth today? Man, to know the truth. Know what the real truth is. I won't get into all the, and it just says, mentioned Sunday school a little bit, but all the junk that's out there and the politics and how, but I'm telling you this, it doesn't matter what's popular. That doesn't change the truth. I was thinking that because it got a lot of attention now, and I don't pay nearly as much attention to sports as I used to, but got a lot of attention this week about the voter registration law, and it brought back to mind, y'all remember just a few years ago, and sports were trying to pull stuff out of North Carolina because of their bathroom law? You know, the weird law that says men need to use the men's restroom and ladies need to use the ladies' restroom? That just really weird stuff like that. You know, and I thought, how far have we come when that was a few years ago, and we can remember that. And I never thought in my lifetime that would be a big deal. But I don't care what the world says. The Bible still says God created us male and female. And they can try to create a third or fourth or fifth gender, but it doesn't change what the truth is. Because the Bible, the Word of God, is the truth. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. And I'm telling you, the truth has become less and less popular in our world. That doesn't change the truth. Doesn't matter. I see Mrs. Riley sitting up here. She teaches our 7th grade math class, all right, does a great job with that. It doesn't matter how many of them try to change the formula for area of a square, it's still the same, all right? Now, the whole class can say, Mrs. Riley, I'm sorry, we don't think it's that way anymore. And some of them in here may raise their hand and say, yeah, we don't think it's that way anymore because we keep getting it wrong. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't change the formula, right? Still the truth. And I don't care who's against what the Word of God says. It doesn't change what God's Word says. God's Word is truth. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth. He's the truth. And that's it. And then he says what? I am the life. No man
cometh unto the Father but by me. The only way to eternal life is through Jesus Christ. Look at verse 19 in John 14. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, end of verse 19, because I live, ye shall live also.
Hey, you know what? Because he lives, I can face tomorrow, right? Because I live, ye shall live also. We can have eternal life through Jesus Christ. Go to one other passage in John. Go to John chapter 12. John chapter 12, very end of the chapter. Go to verse number 49. John chapter 12, verse 49. Resurrection life. He is the resurrection and the life. The spiritual life. He's come that we have life and have it more abundantly. Eternal life. And that's what we're talking about here in John chapter 12 and verse number 49. Jesus explaining and talking to those that follow him. It says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. Jesus said, God the Father gave me what I'm supposed to say. And Jesus, as he came here to earth, he gave the message that he was sent to give. And his Father had given that to him. And it's a pretty simple message, but look at verse number 50. And I know that his commandment is what? Life everlasting. You know, when Jesus came to earth, he gave the commandment that God had given him, and that's everlasting life through Jesus Christ. Hey, everlasting life, eternal life that never ends. God gave that commandment of life everlasting.
Two more scriptures and we're done. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and I pray this is true sometimes even in our churches today. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Enter ye into the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. Many there be which go in.
But look at our world today, and there's so many that are going that way. I mentioned Sunday school. We went down this week to the Billy Graham Library Memorial there. And I tell you one thing, as you go through there, we went through the property there, you get the plan of salvation over and over again. And that's great to hear that over and over again. And went there, and we were in the area there, and I'm going to tell you, it was so busy in the area that we were around. I mean, traffic was just part of it, was just the way it's set up. But it just traffic was awful. I mean, anywhere we're trying to go, and I mean, people everywhere, people. And by the way, we didn't go inside. We drove over to this big mall there. I mean, packed with people there in North Carolina. So many people, and then we got to, and they had a good number there, but I thought so many people out there and so few walking through these doors to hear the plan of salvation. That need the gospel. I'm so thankful they're doing that. And they do a great work there and have had a lot of people come through there. But you know, we really think about it this morning. We think all that's going around in the world. I was driving in my neighborhood this morning, leaving. Saw somebody out in the yard. Was heading out this way. Saw somebody else on my way out here, out there, cutting their grass on Easter Sunday morning. I thought, man, they're not in church, right? Not in church. There's so many that aren't. Now, going to church is not going to get us saved, but there's so many that follow the wrong way. And look at verse
number 14. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth where? Unto life.
Hey, you know what this morning? Thou says, few there be that find it. We found the way, is Jesus Christ. And we need to get that way to a world that needs it. Because you know where it leads? It leads unto life. Go back where we started, all the way to John chapter 20.
John chapter 20. Verse 31. John gives us the reason why he wrote these things. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. It was written that people would believe that Jesus is God. He's the Son of God. He came for us. And that believing ye might have life through his name. You know what Easter's all about? It's about life this morning. And it's so wonderful to have it during the springtime. We get a beautiful day today, sun shining. Eventually, it's going to warm up a little bit. And just so excited to be alive today. We have life because of Jesus Christ. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, listen, you have the life spirit, just physically speaking, you have now, but you have no plans for eternity. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. Jesus Christ came to give not just life, not just to give abundant life, but to give everlasting life. It only comes through him. Hey, this morning, enjoy life today, okay? Enjoy it. And so much around us is trying to take the joy away and get depressed and discouraged. Well, I can't do this or have this going on. All these things that the world tries to come. Hey, enjoy the life God's given you today. But I'm telling you, you're not going to enjoy it unless you know for sure you have eternal life. And you can have an abundant life through Jesus Christ. Do you know for sure this morning you have everlasting life? It comes through Jesus. That the resurrection, Easter Sunday, it's all about life. Believing you might have life through his name. Father, thank you for the life you've given us.
Lord, you've given us this time here on earth, and we tend to think just in those terms of physical life. And that is what we live here on earth. That's what we have. That's what we day to day, we deal with. We deal with what happens in life. And Lord, this morning as we meet together, the reason that is something that's in the forefront of our minds is because we have not experienced death. We have those around us that maybe have already gone on before and have experienced that, but they're not here anymore. And Lord, we have the life that you've given us. I pray, Lord, first of all, if there's someone here that's never trusted you as their Savior, doesn't know for sure they're saved, I pray this morning they'd realize their need. Lord, they have a physical life, but they need something more than that. Lord, there's life beyond the grave. There's resurrection life. And Lord, there's a spiritual life that we can be so much more fulfilled here on earth when we have that relationship with you because of the eternal life that we can look forward to. I pray if there's someone here this morning who's never trusted you as Savior, doesn't know for sure where they'll spend eternity. Lord, it's not because of how good we are or what we've accomplished. No, Lord, you told us you're the way, the truth, the life. No man comes but by you. I pray if there's someone here this morning who's never trusted you as their Savior, Lord, help them to do that this morning. Lord, and I pray for those this morning that are saved here on the Easter Sunday morning. So glad to be in the house of God and be a part of what's going on in this place. And Lord, help us to be excited about the life you have given us. Lord, so many times as Christians, we're not living the abundant spiritual life. We're not producing like we should because we spend so much time listening to what's around us or getting focused on the wrong things instead of doing what you want us to. Understanding where the truth is and following what you've told us to in the Word of God. I pray we'd live a life that's more. And today, we live a life for you. That would be our goal. In Jesus' name, everybody stand with head bowed and eyes closed and nobody looking around this morning. Let me ask you this. If everybody's standing on this Easter Sunday morning, you say this, you say, I know for sure I'm going to heaven. If I was to die today, I don't know what my future is as far as when I'm going to die, but if that was going to be today or tomorrow or next, whenever it is, I know this without a shadow of a doubt. I know I'm going to heaven when I die, not because of me, but because I have eternal life through Jesus Christ. If you can say it this morning, just put your hand up and say, I know I'm saved this morning. You put it right back down. Now you say, I'm not sure I'm saved. I've never trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior. And you say, well, I've been a good person. That's great. Well, the Bible says, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not our works that take us to heaven. There's no good work that can take me to heaven this morning. I can't be good enough because I can't measure up to Jesus Christ. Your works won't take you to heaven. Your associations won't take you to heaven. Who you know, don't know.
works pretty good here on earth, but doesn't do anything in heaven unless we know Jesus Christ as our Savior. If you say this morning, say, I'm just not sure I'm saved. I won't embarrass you at all. I promise you that, but I do want to pray for you. I do want to pray for you. Say, I'm just not sure I'm saved. Would you just slip your hand up and say, just pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm just not sure about my salvation. Not sure where I would go when I die. Let me tell you this morning, if you're not sure of your salvation, man, take care of that. It's Easter Sunday morning. And then let me ask you this. How's life going for you? Boy, this is happening. This is happening. A lot going on. I know. But boy, the abundant life we have through Jesus Christ, He came to give us life and to give us abundant life through Him. Hey, this Easter Sunday morning, just continue thinking about what Jesus Christ did for you. Boy, if He did that for me, surely I can use the life He's given me for Him. With head bowed and eyes closed, the music plays this morning. You come forward as the Lord spoke to you.
Be thankful for the life God has given you. I was thinking about this, I was preaching this morning, and I had Brother Lonnie over here, and I thought, I mean, I would say this, most of us maybe, but Mr. Lonnie, I would think there was probably a time or two where you weren't sure if this is going to be it, you know? And most of us haven't had to experience that, but I tell you what, it makes you appreciate life a whole lot more and what God has given you. And He knew, look, if that was it, He had a lot better future waiting ahead of Him. But man, we like having around here a little bit too, so that's good as well. But listen, God's given you the life you have. Man, appreciate that and live it for Him. And again, if you never trusted Christ as Savior, I pray you do that today. And that's not for me, man. That's for you. That's for you and for what God has for you in the future. We'll be back tonight. We'll do Lord's Supper at 6 o'clock, and no choir practice will take that off to spend some time with family today. Enjoy Easter Sunday. Enjoy the beautiful weather. And whether it be outside, inside, whatever, but excited about what God's going to do through us today. Father, I pray that you be with us as we go out from here. Thank you for the life we have. And Lord, such a good God to us. And Lord, I pray again, Lord, we don't want to, Lord, we can't. We can't overemphasize salvation. There's no way. And so, Lord, we want to make sure there's anybody here, anybody on the property that's never trusted you as Savior. Lord, convict their heart. And Lord, help them to see their need for you. Bless us, Lord. Give us a great week. Thank you for all you do for us. Thank you for the beautiful day you've given us, for the life you've given us to enjoy. In Jesus' name, amen.